All right, you guys can go ahead and have a seat. I do not look like Pastor Trevor because I am not Pastor Trevor. If I haven't met you, my name is Rachel. I'm the youth pastor here at Radical Church. Pastor Trevor and his family are actually not feeling well today, so if you guys can lift them in your prayers today, because, you know, they pour so much into us, and I know that this church family prays for them, and so if you could just pray, send some more prayers up for them today, that God would just heal their bodies, and believe that with me today. It's so exciting to see everybody's faces here this morning. Pastor Trevor called me yesterday morning. He said, "Rachel, I'm sick. So do you think you can preach tomorrow?" And I said, "All right, God. All right, God." God just keeps telling me, in season and out of season. And if you guys were at the last Rag Girl, that's what the message was about. So God is good. God is faithful. And he has a word for you this morning. If you guys have been here the last couple of weeks, Pastor Trevor's been in the book of Joshua, and he's been talking about Joshua and the cities that have fallen in the battles that Joshua fought with God, saying, "This is what I need you to do." And the series is called Strong and Courageous. So we're just going to continue in that series today. Have you ever heard of something that you were just like, "Nuh-uh, no way, that did not happen." Like, pick or if it didn't happen, right? Yesterday I was in Walmart driving, and this car was coming the opposite way, just driving, and it stopped. And this man just like hopped into the front seat, and I looked and I was like, there was no one in that car. This Tesla was just driving by itself to pick up its owner. And I was like, my mind was blown. I was like, I would have never, ever believed that unless I had saw it. Like, I thought, like, you know, Tesla's cruise control, like, I had heard about him. I was like, no, pick if it didn't happen. You know what I mean? But those kind of moments in our lives, it's like, no way, no way that could happen. Today we're going to be talking about a moment in the Bible, a miracle that happened in the Bible, that it was jaw-dropping, awe-inspiring, incredible miracle that's not talked about enough. And it's one of those moments where, like, nah, no way that happened. So we're going to dive into that in the book of Joshua. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't, but it's the story of when the sun stood still. Dear Lord Jesus, God, I just thank you for today. God, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for your goodness. God, I thank you that every person within the listening distance of my voice, Lord, God, you are speaking to, God, that you would empty me of myself, Lord God, Lord, that you would speak through me, Lord, that I would just be a vessel for your kingdom, Lord, that every person in this place would be able to say, God spoke to me today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and praise you for your word, and that it is living and it is active and it is truth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. So if we kind of recap and we go back on the last couple of weeks that Pastor Trevor has been speaking on, we look at how the Israelites crossed the Jordan, they defeated Jericho, and they defeated the city of Ai. The Gibeons was another town that was ultimately going to be defeated. And they kind of tricked the Israelites and Joshua into thinking that they were from a far off land. So they made a covenant with Joshua to protect that, or to not fight with them, to have a covenant between each other. And the king of Jerusalem hears about this. He's hearing about battle after battle that this Joshua guy and the Israelites are taking out cities. And he becomes extremely afraid that Joshua is demolishing these cities. And now they have a covenant with Gibeon, which was an even bigger city than both Jericho and Ai. So he starts calling out, like sending ravens or however they called back in the day. Hey, like, we need some help. Like, don't forsake your servants now in our time of need. Come help us. So Joshua was like, okay, let's go. Let's go help the Gibeonites. And so he's on his way, and God tells Joshua, to not be afraid, that he will give them victory. Joshua shows up with the Israelite army and absolutely destroys the Amorite kings. While they were in battle, Joshua prays a prayer that is absolutely outrageous. So we talked about already how God gave Joshua the word to start walking around Jericho. Weird ways that God is giving Joshua the cities. And then we go to Ai, and he kind of calls out all the army from Ai, and then they all leave the city unmanned, and they're able to go in and take that. So now Joshua is like, okay, now we got to take on five kingdoms. We got to take on five kingdoms, all these different Amorite kings, and we're going to come in, and they absolutely destroy them. But in the middle of the battle, I want you to listen to this. Joshua 10, 12 through 14, if you have your Bibles. On the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and you, moon, over the valley of Ajalon." Ajalon. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemies, as it is written in the book of Jasher. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There was never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a human being. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. There have been some crazy prayers that have been prayed, but I think maybe this is one of the craziest prayers that's ever been prayed, right? He kind of just spoke it out into existence. Joshua had seen the goodness of God over and over and over in his life. He had seen battle after battle be given to him through the Holy Spirit and through God. Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel. Joshua prays a huge prayer, but we can't miss this part, that he prays it in front of everyone. He prays it in front of the whole Israelite army, and he says, "Sun, stand still." He's like, "Hey, could you just like have the sun just stand still? Like, it's just gonna stand still right there so I have enough time to defeat my enemy." I just want you guys to kind of think about that for a moment. And Joshua is in the middle of battle, and he's like, okay, the sun is going down. Like, my enemy is going to be able to flee, and this battle will not be won. So it had to be like a kind of a surreal moment for for Joshua to be like, all right, this is, God's already promised this, so this is what we're going to do. Sun, stand there. Just stay there. Don't move. So why do we think that Joshua talks to the sun that way? If we go back to Joshua 10:8, it says this, "Do not be afraid of them," the Lord says to Joshua, "for I have given you victory over them. Not a single one of them will be able to stand up to you." About 7 years ago, me and my husband are youth pastors, so we were in California, and we went to a winter camp with our teenagers, and a man came over and spoke over us. And he said, "I don't know why God is telling me to tell you this, but a year ago today, my wife gave birth and lost our fourth born child." And so me and Udi kind of looked at each other, this man not knowing I was 2 months pregnant with our fourth child. And I just heard the Lord speak to me immediately, said, "Pray, pray, there is victory." That same year in July, we went to a summer camp with our teenagers, and one of our teenagers came up to me, and he came up to both of us, and he said, "I don't know why God is telling me this, but, you know, I just feel on my heart to tell you guys that you're going to go through the worst experience that you've ever experienced in your life. Like, it is going to be the worst thing that you will ever experience, and that it's coming." And immediately, again, I heard the Lord say, "Pray. There is victory." My husband, I didn't know this till later on, he was having dreams of my daughter being born with mental health issues and cerebral palsy and different things like that. And he would wake up and he would speak victory in the middle of the night. And he would say, there is victory. There is victory. On August 20th, 2018, I went into labor. And I had what's called a complete placenta abruption, where the placenta rips away from the uterus wall, cutting off all oxygen and nutrients to the baby. So my daughter, when she came out, she was completely lifeless, gray. They popped her on my chest and tried to flop her around to try to bring life back into her, but she was lifeless. And I remember as they put my daughter onto the table next to me and started to perform CPR with people running in and out of the hospital room, I remember just a peace. I didn't have one fear. I was not sad. I was not angry. But I heard the Lord say, it's okay. There's victory. Suddenly her chest popped up. If you guys have ever seen one of those old school pop toys that you pull back and then they pop up, it literally looked like that. Her chest popped up and came back down really, really harshly. And they said, we have a heartbeat. And so they said, do you want to see her before I take her? And I said, yes, please. And so they put her on my chest and I got to hold her for a total of, felt like 1 second. And then they took her and rushed her away. And later on, the nurse came to us in the NICU and said, we want to know. We want to know how. We want to know how your daughter was healed. She was put on your chest, and we saw her breathing regulated immediately. We saw all the signs completely leave. Like, what happened? She said, I've only ever seen this 2 other times at this hospital, and in both situations, the baby died, and the mother also died of hemorrhaging. See, my daughter was without oxygen for 30 minutes. They told us that we would have to go to a series of specialists because her brain would not function at the same rate as everybody else's normal children. Again, we heard God say victory. Over and over and over again, the world spoke death. But we refused because we knew that God had victory. And we claimed it out loud for people to hear. Always we claimed it out loud. We never spoke. Me and my husband had this thing. Like, we never said, what if? We never had a moment where we said, hey, what does this mean? We claimed victory in it. We never gave the enemy a foothold into our daughter's life. Today, if you have not met her, her name is Harley Gwynn, and she is the smartest 6-year-old you'll ever meet. Thank you, Jesus, yes. I had a woman come up to me, probably from our church. She came up to me and she said, I don't want you to ever forget the miracle that happened, because the enemy will let you think it's a coincidence, but you need to make sure that you never forget that victory. And I wear this necklace, it's a heartbeat necklace, to remind myself all the time that my words have power. They have power to speak life, and they have power to speak death. And through the Holy Spirit that resides inside of me, I am able to speak life into my life, into my children's life, into those I come into contact with. I have the power to speak life. Someone needs to hear that today, that you need to start speaking things out loud as if they're already done. And if you think that you think to yourself, Rachel, I've never heard the Lord the way that you hear the Lord. I've never heard the Lord that clearly. And I want to tell you something. This is where you start. This is where you start. If you say, I've never heard the Lord, this is active. This is Spirit-breathed, Holy Spirit-given. The Holy Spirit will talk to you through these pages of this book. And this is where it starts. This is where you will find your boldness. This is where you will find the truth. If you're thinking right now, I need to speak things, one of the things you might be thinking, I need to speak, my marriage is going to be restored. Let's see what the Word of God says. There's a promise in there for it. What God has joined together, let no man separate. So I need to say with boldness, my marriage is going to be restored, because it's a promise. I declare healing over this body. By his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. I am going to get a job in the name of Jesus. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. Genesis 22. This book is filled with God's promises that you can stand on and stand firm in, because God is a good God and that he will fulfill every promise. His promises are yes and amen. I think that God is looking for some believers that are willing to look stupid for the kingdom of God. Amen. To pray prayers that don't even make sense sometimes. If we think about it, that Joshua said, sun, stand still. Sun, stand still. Okay, well, the sun doesn't move. So like the earth, silly Joshua, the earth revolves around the sun. Like sometimes things are not going to make sense. When you start asking God for big miracles, people that live in the natural will think that you're crazy. But people that live by the Spirit will start to say that's not big enough. Let me tell you, when I told my family at the beginning of COVID, when God told our family that we were to move to Texas, when we only knew one person in Texas, and it was my husband's middle school friend, in the beginning of the pandemic, people literally said, you guys are crazy. You guys are crazy. I mean, mind you, if we all take ourselves back to June of 2020, we thought the whole world was ending, right? And people told us that we were crazy because there's no way that God would do that. Take you away from all your friends, take you away from your safe place, take you away from everything you've ever known. But God is faithful. And I'm going to be able to share that with you and how he is Jehovah Jireh. When he gives you a vision, he will give you provision, because I'm telling you, I don't stand here without the Holy Spirit coming behind me all the way. I can't help but think of Noah in the ark and Moses in the Red Seas. What if the Red Sea doesn't part, get in their head? What if the rain doesn't come, get in Noah's head? Like, God is not a God of the what ifs. God is a God of the impossible. There is no room for lack of faith in this generation, let me tell you. We are praying for some really big things for this church, and we'll get to hear about these things in a few weeks. Some people know, and some of the people say, that's a really big goal. Do you think that that's possible? I'm telling you again, we don't got room for lack of faith in this generation or in this church. There has been a promise that God has spoken over Pastor Trevor, and that there is miracle season ahead for this church, for you, for your family. The church is the church, the body of Christ. So these miracles are for you. But some other people have said, let's do it, Pastor. God's going to do even more than that. That's what we need. That's what we need. We need a church that believes for the impossible, a church that expects God to show up and show down, a church that prays boldly for miracles, loud and proud. Unfortunately, most Christians do not live at that level of faith, but I believe that Radical Church is full of believers that will seize a vision and activate their faith today. In a few weeks, you'll be able to hear what God's been putting on Pastor's heart, and he will be saying it out loud in front of everybody. When we ask for big miracles out loud, it gives God more glory when it happens. Joshua says this in front of all the Israelites. How much more powerful is it, and how much more can God be glorified in the miracles when people know about them? When people can say, oh, okay, like, and then they see them come to fruition. It's your son stand still prayers that make Satan scared. They make him scared. It says that the battle of Joshua with Joshua, the king of the Amorites, said, I need five other kingdoms. I need five other kings. I want to know that I want to know that this is going to be a place that people say, surely the Lord is fighting for Israel. Surely the Lord is fighting for Radical Church. I want every demon in the city and every darkness that comes against Hayes County to be afraid of Radical Church. Surely he is fighting our battles. I want people in our city to say that surely the Lord is fighting Radical Church. I don't even believe in God, but something's going on there. So now I'm questioning my lack of faith in Christ. When we speak out in faith, the miracle we're asking for, it gives the opportunity for God to show himself faithful to people that don't believe yet. I want people in this place to say God is fighting for Rachel. It's obvious. God is fighting for Crystal, it's obvious. God is fighting for Sadie, it's obvious. God is fighting for Alec, it's obvious, right? We want to hear people start to say that. I think it's important to note that God did not completely win the battle for him. Joshua and the Israelites still had to participate. They still had to fight the battle. God can make the sun stand still, but you can't stand still today. God can make the sun stand still, but you cannot make the sun stand still. You cannot stand still. So God is calling us. He's calling us to fight the battle. He said, I will hold the sun in place, but you have to do your part. You have to do your part. God is calling us to do our part. So what does that look like? God is going to break my addiction. Okay, but what are you going to do about it? God is going to give me a job that I make 5 times more. Okay, then you better get to work. God is a good father and he is faithful to his promises, but we have to be able to take the steps and be in action of what God is calling us to do. I believe that my daughter, that my son stand still moment was with my daughter. And there's many in my life, but I believe that God stopped the sun for my daughter, that 30 minutes he held my daughter and he held the sun. I believe that God is going to do that in your life. I believe that there is something in your life right now. What is your sun stand still moment? What is going on that you need to say out loud to people? Is there something that God's been putting in your heart for a long time? Something that God's been promising you for a long time? And yet you have yet to say it out loud with boldness that this is what God is doing. What is your sun stand still moment? Why don't we ask and see what he can do? We have to ask first. I'm not going to ask a prayer for a big prayer, but also for action. If you have the audacity to ask, then God has the ability to respond. If you have the audacity to ask, God has the ability to respond. We're about to discover what happens when you dare to believe God for the impossible. In your life, in Radical Church, God is a God that can make the sun stand still. So today, I want to call you, just like Joshua, it took action. Just like Moses, it took action. Just like Noah, it took action. If you say, I need to proclaim something, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. So today, if that's you, I'm going to ask everybody to close your eyes, bow your heads in this place. If that's you today, I'm going to have you actually just stand to your feet. Stand to your feet all across this place. And if that's you today and you say, I have a sun stand still moment, there's something that I need to speak over. Speak it out as if it's done, because I have a good father whose promises are yes and amen. If that's you this morning, I'm going to ask my prayer team to come forward. There has to be an action. There has to be an action. I was speaking to someone earlier today, and we were talking about how God has already won the war, and we know that. But it's our responsibility to win the battles, to fight the battles. We already know the ending of this book. Just like every movie we watch, usually we know who wins at the end. God, we know that you are the winner. We know that yours is the victory. But God, we want to fight our battles. We want to speak to the sun. Sun, stand still. So that I can continue to fight. So that I can continue to speak life when everybody around me is speaking death. I will be a light that you have called me to be. I will fight the battle. So if there is a sun stand still moment in your life right now, and there's something that just seems so impossible, but you know that nothing is impossible with God, I just want you to make your way to the altar. Just make your way to the altar, and we're going to pray over you today. Dear Lord Jesus, God, I just thank you, God. I just thank you, Lord, as we go into some worship right now. I just want you to speak life in the name of Jesus. Sun, stand still in the name of Jesus right now.